Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 6 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. Today we have a full page illustration. It's a spoiler, so I don't have to talk about it. Instead, we're returning to dumb vampire tricks. I am going to, as you may remember from Alien Hunger, on a page with too many spoilers to talk about, I'm just going to increase your general store of knowledge about Vampire the Masquerade, and mine in many cases, by randomly selecting a discipline from anywhere in Vampire the Masquerade and just talking about that for a day, exploring another weird thing that vampires can do in the world of darkness. I'm randomizing the list now, and oh, this one will be fun. Today's discipline is Melpomene, which is a discipline of the Daughters of Cacophony. They are a tiny little bloodline of singing-themed vampires, and they have Melpomene, which is a singing-based discipline, obviously elusive, named after famous Tin Pan Alley composer Melpomene. Now, oftentimes when we talk about these disciplines, I have to go hunting on the internet for some god-awful Angel Fire website that still has a copy of Vampire the Masquerade rules from some long-forgotten source book. Melpomene is in V20, the Vampire 20th edition book, which is a beast of a book that I happen to have sitting right next to my podcasting table, so I can actually open this thing up and read to you directly from the source. Of course, rules vary over different editions, but we're just going to go with V20 because I am trying to stay on my podcasting schedule right now. I am trying to get those fish and chips later, as I mentioned last episode, and I do not have time in this context to go try to track down and read these rules on a website that's probably going to have like a tiled black and white wallpaper of the clown logo in the background so everything is fucking illegible. So, the V20 rules for Melpomene. One dot, the missing voice. Quote, the character can throw her voice anywhere within her line of sight. This enables the daughter to carry on surreptitious conversations, sing duets with herself, or cause any number of distractions. This power can also be combined with other Melpomene powers to disguise their source, and some daughters use it to conceal the fact that Melpomene powers do not function through recorded media. That's right. Kayfabe, sister. So basically, it's just throwing your voice. Fine. Two dots. Phantom speaker. Quote, the daughter can project her voice to any individual she has personally met. Distance is no object, but it must be night, wherever the target presently is. The vampire can sing, talk, or otherwise project her voice in any way she sees fit, including other uses of Melpomene, but she cannot hear what she is saying, and therefore suffers a +1 difficulty for any roles accompanying her utterance. For instance, the vampire could project her voice to an enemy in an attempt to intimidate him, but would suffer a +1 to the difficulty of the charisma plus intimidation role. I don't fully understand that. Like, I guess maybe because you can't hear yourself, maybe your voice sounds funny. I don't know. I don't feel as though I need to be able to hear myself to speak intelligibly and like and correctly. I mean, I guess I might not notice that I'd said a word funny, although devoted listeners will know, being able to hear my voice doesn't fucking stop me either. Just know that whatever pain I have caused you by mispronouncing a word repeatedly, I have also inflicted upon myself many times over. I do have to edit these things. So far, you can throw your voice across the room, or you can throw your voice directly to another person far away. Melpomene 3, Madrigal. I won't bother quoting this one because basically it just gives someone a feeling through song that makes them do a thing. Not a thing you choose, just a thing. You roll charisma plus performance. Difficulty 7, each success you get affects a fifth of the audience. And so if you get 5 successes, then you affect the whole audience. And then whoever's affected, which the storyteller decides exactly who it is, if it's not the whole crowd, they feel a feeling and do something about it. A feeling that you chose, but they do a thing you did not choose. It notes that you can spend willpower to resist, but only if you have reason to suspect that you're being controlled. So if you don't think that there is a singing-themed vampire here trying to get you to do something, then just as you would if you heard any other piece of music, you will listen, you will be moved emotionally, and then you will unhesitatingly act on the emotion that the song gives you without checking in with your front brain at all. I appreciate that it notes that you have to sing something that matches the emotion you're trying to evoke, which is normally how it works, although I will say, an exception, songs about being happy sometimes are enough to make you throw something through a fucking window. One nice little note here, multiple Daughters of Cacophony can work together to use this. So if they all have Melpomene, then they can all do Madrigal, and you add your successes together. Melpomene, 4 dots, Siren's Beckoning. Quote, the Daughters of Cacophony don't spread madness as surely or as visibly as the Malkavians, but their songs are definitely detrimental to one's sanity. This is one of the problems with Melpomene. A lot of the shit that it does either does or feels like it should belong to another existing discipline. So, like, the Malkavians have a whole discipline devoted to driving people insane. But then there's also this one power of Melpomene that is specifically a song that drives people insane. Just like there's a whole discipline presence devoted to making people feel things. But then also, there's this Melpomene power, Madrigal, which is about using a song to make people feel things. It's almost as though Vampire Who Sings is like not a robust enough archetype to support an entire family of vampires and like a whole discipline. Because, you know, there's no rule against singing when you use presence. And in fact, the Daughters of Cacophony have presence. So anyway, I won't bore you with the details. It's this big extended role you do. You sing and sing, and eventually you can drive somebody insane. Normally, it's pretty temporary. It's like one to a few nights. But if you get a bunch of successes, you can make it a permanent arrangement, and multiple Daughters of Cacophony can work together. And so if a bunch of Daughters of Cacophony surround you and sing in unison for a really long time, they can drive you permanently insane, which tracks. If you've ever seen my reaction to people singing on a podcast, it's infuriating. I hate it. I'm thinking specifically, well, look, I'm not going to name names. You know who you are, podcast, with an episode where lots of hosts sang on it, and I did at times feel that you were surrounding me and forcing me to listen, and it did have a detrimental effect on my mental health, but I got through it because I had to fill out a spreadsheet. Five dots of Melpomene, Virtuosa, the capstone ability, assuming you're not an elder. This is a pretty big shift in power level because this allows you to use Phantom Speaker or Siren's Beckoning, which is the one that drives people insane, instead of on one target, on a number of targets equal to your stamina plus performance, and you have to spend a little extra blood if that's really a lot. For every five targets beyond the first, you have to spend one blood point. So for Phantom Speaker, this is kind of good. I mean, it allows you to communicate over a long distance pretty reliably. As long as it's not more than five people, you don't need to spend blood on it. They can't talk back to you, so the utility is somewhat limited, but the ability to pass messages without risking, you know, technological interception, things like that, that's kind of valuable. Where the power's really at with this is Siren's Beckoning, where you can drive multiple people insane over an extended period of time by singing. It's still temporary, and the only effect is to give someone a psychological flaw or derangement of the storyteller's choice. So it's pretty hard to engineer a situation where that like breaks the right way to be helpful to you. So I don't know. I mean, it's powerful in the sense that you can use it to fuck things up for people. But in terms of like motive-oriented actions that you might take when you're trying to accomplish something, it's not very useful. I think the communication angle is really the strongest one for Melpomene. But, I mean, what it comes down to is the Daughters of Cacophony, I think, started out as and really work best as an NPC bloodline. They're sort of like the original conception of the independent clans, like the Asimites, the Ravenos, the Giovanni, where they work better as one or a few NPCs in a campaign who have this, like, one gimmick, as opposed to for a player character where your bag of tricks and, like, the way you have to deploy it by singing, that's more of, like, a set piece that would happen in a particular story, as opposed to a thing you want to have to bust out every session. Like, you don't want to play a character who constantly has to contrive situations where they can sing to use their abilities. Because if you wanted to do the things that Melpomene can do, like inspiring emotions or driving people insane, that's much more effectively done with other types of characters with other disciplines. So I'm giving Melpomene 2 pints of blood out of 5, I think. It's fine. If you're interested in playing a Daughter of Cacophony, you're going to like having a discipline where you get to sing and do stuff with your singing. But the reality is you probably could do that with presence, just skin it the way you want it. It's a better discipline. A lot of Melpomene's powers depend upon the gimmick of multiple Daughters of Cacophony working together, which exacerbates the problem of this as a player character option. Because my feeling is one vampire whose thing is they're the singing vampire, that's already a big ask for a group to just include in everything. You're kind of becoming a bit of an Aquaman at this point. You do one thing and it kind of needs to be included in every story. You can fuck right off with your entire coterie of Daughters of Cacophony. We're never going to have like a whole group of player characters who are all like different kinds of singing vampires. I mean, that would be a fun one shot, but for regular play, definitely not. And if you're getting NPC Daughters of Cacophony involved all the time, that kind of like takes the specialness, it takes the power out of the hands of the player. It's just, this is clearly for a group of singing vampires who are NPCs in your vampire campaign. On those grounds, it's fine. But also, I don't know that we needed to go to all the trouble of this discipline. They could have just had presence and then role-playing notes that say, when you are charming or sexy or scary or whatever, you do it in a singing way. That's all. So, low ranking, but I will say, this is exactly the kind of dumb vampire trick that we're doing dumb vampire tricks about. This is exactly the kind of dumb vampire trick that made me want to do dumb vampire tricks, because you don't understand Vampire the Masquerade until you know that there's a whole bloodline of vampires who sing, who do vampire things, but in a singing way. But if you're more of a purist, if you prefer vampires who do things in a vampire way, in fact, vampires who do everything in the most vampire way, join me next time for an illustration of just that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.